Blog Talk Radio.
Internet problems we're having with our company. It's definitely not any of my stuff, thank God. So this is probably going to be very, very choppy. And I'll try and be precise and quick so that way I'm not taking up y'all's time and I have no idea how this is coming out on the other side. So I wanted to share with you because we have listeners in Virginia. So I wanted to get with you on a little piece of news that I got a hold of. So I wanted to share. West Virginia prisons, and it's West Virginia, by the way. Let me edit that so that way I got West Virginia. So there we go. So in West Virginia, in my tags, it's just going to say Virginia. Sorry about that. Okay, so the prisons have offered a new incentive for inmates to behave well. Now, I don't know if y'all follow all of my stuff. You've probably ran into an episode where I, divulged that I was in prison before. So when it comes to watching them give us incentives to be good, we didn't have what they're doing. We had books and we had a TV, but it got struck by lightning, so we didn't get to see TV much. But anything that they did allow us to do, they would use that to make us be good, and like would take those privileges away. Of course, it's like being having a mom and dad basically, but you're in prison. So right now they have offered a new incentive for inmates to behave well and to get access to the internet on tablet devices. Here's the issue with that. While I hit my pipe. So the issue with that is because they got to pay for every minute that they're on. So they're charging incarcerated people per minute to read books on tablets. Now, what happened was a tech company came in like they always do to every fucking prison. And they're like, hey, we can do this for you. We can give you some tech. You don't have to pay for it. It won't cost a prison nothing. It'll cost the taxpayers nothing. Not like prisoners weren't taxpayers, because if you've ever had a job, you pay taxes. I don't understand. It's not like the prisoner's family aren't taxpayers either, which they are. So they came in. And they're giving them tablets and shit instead of books. So it's part of a growing trend of tech companies monetizing every aspect of inmate life at the expense of the inmates themselves and their families. Video visitation is perhaps the most egregious example of this. Some facilities are phasing out in-person visitation entirely. In some way I can understand, but still. Sorry, everything just went crazy and all of a sudden I'm getting texts. Like, seriously, come on, people. Every time I'm doing something, people have to bother me. So anyway, they're phasing this out and replacing it with video chats that charge the incarcerated person per minute for a worse version of what used to be free. Just imagine that. just imagine being thrown in a prison for no reason like most people do, being a nonviolent offender, being poor, and then not being able to see your fucking family because you're doing an unreasonable amount of time for some fucking weed, right? So now you gotta pay. They come in, they make a great pitch to the prison system, they'll provide this great technology at no cost to the taxpayers, they won't charge the prison a dime, as if the incarcerated people and their family weren't taxpayers to begin with. The prison gets a cut of the profit. Loudly enough, that mainstream news makes no, this article makes no mention of the way incarcerated people are being extorted by the prison system for access to free books. And I want to thank you to the Appalachian Prison Book Project for bringing this to light. I don't even know if they're letting us donate books, but I'm trying to find out. Free tablets in prisons come with, at a significant cost to users and their families, making it more difficult to access books. I have the thread here. The cost of free prison tablets. See, the tablets are free, but you're not getting books to read, so now you're going to pay to read. Wow, I just really don't understand why. Now, they want nonviolent people in prison. They want more nonviolent offenders than violent offenders because they're easier to control. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. So goes the official slogan of George Orwell's Oceania, a hyper-surveillance-based police state underpinned by the illogic of doublethink, defined in 1984. If you haven't read this or saw the movie, I will tell you the movie is slow. I have the movie. But if you can get through it, everything we're going through now, like he predicted this shit. The power of holding two contradictory beliefs in one's mind simultaneously and accepting both of them. Doublethink camouflages exploitation as generosity and violence as social order. The novel highlights the role of language manipulation in the maintenance of state power and the compliance of its citizenry. The hidden costs of free prison tablets. Aside from visiting a public library, any non-incarcerated American citizen with internet access can unlock the secrets of Oceania for free by downloading 1984 from Project Gutenberg, Australia. For those who prefer handwritten notes in margins, a used paperback is available online for less than a dollar, or you can buy it new for $7.54. As a result of a new contract between Global Tellink and West Virginia Division of Corrections and Rehabilitation, you might think people incarcerated in West Virginia prisons could use the free GTL tablets to download a free copy of 1984 and journey from it. It was a bright, cold day in April, so he loved Big Brother. But people in West Virginia prisons will be charged 5 cents a minute to access much of the tablet's content. For now, a promotional discount brings the cost of reading ebooks down to 3 cents a minute. Either way, it's no way to read. How the fuck? I read like 450 words per minute. A lot of people don't do that. So you're going to pay like, you're going to take five, say you take 5 minutes to read one page. Jesus Christ. Like, seriously? I know what it's like to have money on your books or not have money on your books or just like have to rely on your industriousness in prison. Like, this sucks. The books on the tablet come entirely from Project Gutenberg's free online library. Most of the books we receive requests for is APBP, How-To Guides, Carpentry, Starting a Business, Repairing Small Engines, Contemporary Fiction, Popular Mysteries, and Sci-Fi. African-American Literature, Native Studies, Recent Autobiographies will not be available. Since Project Gutenberg archives older texts that have been entered into the public domain, they do not allow institutions to charge people to download their ebooks and audiobooks. The per-minute tablet usage fees provide a clever way for GTL to profit from people reading free books. Although it looks like the use of their free archives may not violate their trademark, the chief executive and director of Project Gutenberg, Dr. Gregory Newby, finds it very sad in an email to APBP. He wrote that he would be very pleased if we can convince GTL to change their practices. A familiar and disturbing trend, profit over people. The per-minute charge will bring in a far more profit than the ebook vendor who charges a set price for downloads, as the cost to read a book far exceeds to purchase one. And that cost will be especially unfair to new readers and people with dyslexia. The paperback version of 1984 is about 330 pages. It will take a person who is able to read 30 pages per hour about 11 hours to read the novel. At the discounted price of 3 cents a minute usage fee, 11 hours of reading a free book will cost a person about $19.80. And this is if you don't stop to think or reread. Man, imagine being stuck on the same like sentence over and over because you just keep doing it on accident, or you're tired and you're trying to read. These motherfuckers. So, I really just don't know about this. In New York, JPay provided free tablets to people in prison and anticipates making about $16 million by 2021. For those familiar with how private industries profit from the mass imprisonment, the words free and access start to look a lot like double think for cost prohibitive and further isolation. Of course, people in prison are often excited to have access to tablets, and with good reason. Tablets can be part of a quality educational programming and improved communication with family and friends, but the dystopian agreement between GTL and WVDCR prioritizes private profit over the public good. GTL tablets in West Virginia prisons 2019 contract signed in February 25th after a five-month pilot program at St. Mary's Correctional Center expanded the tablet program to 10 prisons in West Virginia. Anthony Correctional Center, Salem Correctional Center and Jail, Denmark Correctional Center and Jail, Prunytown Correctional Center and Jail, Huntonsville Correctional Center and Jail, including work camp, and several others. Marketing for GTL tablets paints a picture of a benevolent collaboration between two parties working in the best interest of both the public and the incarcerated. GTL tablets are provided the incarcerated people free of charge and at no cost to the taxpayers. Tablets are designed for correctional settings and include sophisticated security features while offering a range of free apps, as well as the ability to purchase additional apps. A press release highlights the wide range of features that offer unprecedented access to the world beyond bars. Educational materials, pathways to electronically file grievances, email, video chat, messaging services, audiobooks, music, games, and ebooks. Here's the breakdown of costs. Accessing content, which includes music, games, electronic messages, ebooks, costs 5 cents per minute. Video visitation features cost 25 cents per minute. Instant messages cost 25 cents per written message and is billed to the friend or family member on the outside. Sending a photo with a message costs an additional 50 cents, and video attachments cost an additional $1 each. These rates could represent minimum charges, as GTL may, in its discretion, change any pricing. Taxes and regulatory other mandatory fees all the company reserves the right to terminate the contract if expenditures have not been recouped in 12 months. That's crazy. So if you have a family member who's incarcerated in West Virginia, explain, APBP tablets allow us to communicate with our loved ones, but the families may face financial issues. What if your family don't have money? It's very expensive. It's easy to use, $10 or more in a day if you text through the app like you would text on a phone. I can't do that. According to research by the Prison Policy Initiative, wages for regular jobs in West Virginia prisons range between 4 cents and 58 cents per hour. Taking the average 30 cents per hour, a person must work 66 hours to earn enough to read a book like 1984. To further ensure profits, the contract specifies that at least 80% of people in any given prison must have access to paid content, and that the prison must designate and appoint a person to provide space to store the tablets, distribute tablets and headsets, allow for the sale of accessories, earbuds, headsets, etc. at commissary, report malfunctions and damage the facility's use and product. Imagine if higher education programs in prison had this kind of access and assistance. Why prisons and jails want tablets? So why is the WVDCR willing to sign off on this type of predatory contract? For one, they will receive a 5% commission on gross revenue, including fees from video visitation. This kickback will give the state incentive to restrict print books, in-person visits, and educational opportunities even further. They want to keep you dumb and down and poor, even in prison. Nothing is different. When you're locked up in prison, it's just like being out here, except it's all contained on the inside. You still get the same dramas. You still experience the same shit. It's no different. I was more free in prison than I was out here because I was a troubled kid. I went early in life, so, you know, I got out when I was 23. I'm not a felon, nothing like that. I vote, leave the country, run for office if I want because I was lucky. Yes, now, we're reading. Also, like several states, WVDCR is suspicious of print and there's a possible route for drugs. Prison book projects are united and are certainly that to answer a contraband is not to cut millions of people off from critical resources and human connections. The answer is instead to address addiction and provide meaningful programming. As John J. Lennon, who spent 18 years in prison, explained in a 2018 article, The Guardian, restrictive policies didn't deter me from smuggling drugs and doing drugs. Opportunity did. A final turn, as it turns out, only Project Gutenberg Australia has 1984 in its archives. It is unlikely that an incarcerated tablet user in West Virginia will be able to access the novel at all. Irony, there's only one reason that they can't, because it teaches you that the government is against you, and that basically all of this is a lie. It's a good read, and it is a good movie, but you really, really got to get into it and pay attention, because everything that's going on now is in the damn movie and book. Irony doesn't just begin to do justice with this situation or to the increasing attacks across the country on the right to learn and read inside prison. It is vicious. And we have to turn it around. I'm going to give you some quick info. If my cat will get off my table... Okay, thank you. Go on. I love you now. Go, 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 go. Thank you. Okay. So, how you can help, contact West Virginia DRC, Commissioner Betsy Gibbidin, 304-558-2036, and West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, 304-558-2000, and share your concerns. To get you started, we've written a sample script. Hi, my name is... I'm calling because I learned that the West Virginia Division of Corrections and Rehabilitation entered into a new tablet contract with Global Tellink that forces incarcerated people to pay 3 to 5 cents per minute to read books. People in prison cannot afford to read at these costs. I'm asking you that you change the contract with Global Tellink and end these fees. Please encourage reading in prison. It's also important to stay informed. So keep reading, guys. And if you're interested in learning more, I'm going to put some links up when I get to my actual computer because I'm using my tablet. And I will add those in there. But, yeah, that's the tea, you guys. I thought this was important. I didn't get to do my tarot reading stuff this morning. Our internet was down. So I hope everyone had a safe Native American Holocaust, or aka Thanksgiving, as all you colonizer descendants know it as. But tomorrow I'll be on in the morning before work, as usual, for our spiritual hour. So I'll be seeing you guys then. Thanks everyone for listening. In Myanmar, we got a new country. So we're in 6 countries and 32 states right now. I appreciate you guys. Bye.